Hello there.
So, again, I have Britt, Tamara, Carol, Scott, Bort, and Mary. Has anybody else called in? Okay, well, we'll just get started with announcements. I know that all of the NAAE meeting acceptances went out, and so in addition to the workshop that we talked about last time, I know that at least for me, both the Climate Literacy Network Roundtable, the Clean Pathway Project, and the Earth Labs Project all were accepted. So,
oh, that's excellent.
Lovely.
So those two are the Clean Pathway Project and the Earth Labs Project are 40-minute presentations, and the Climate Literacy Network is a roundtable. So anybody else on the phone have others that were accepted?
I had ones accepted, but they didn't have to do with climate. So
I see. Okay, what we'll try to do is put together, like we did last year, a list of all of those that were accepted and then have a one-page flyer, which actually helped a lot. I know a lot of people came to the Climate Literacy Network Roundtable last year because they saw the flyer announcing it in various sessions. So it was an effective mechanism to become visible. So
I think that's an excellent idea, just because it's, you know, it's kind of a crazy conference, and as all conferences are. I think it was really good for the folks at, like, the NOAA, you know, booth and that stuff to hand it out, too, because it, it helped focus people.
Right, yeah. And this year we're going to have a workshop, which next week we have on the agenda to actually talk through putting together that workshop. So those of you who are involved should make sure you can call in next Tuesday. Are there any other announcements?
Short call.
Yeah. Well, the other thing I can tell you is good news is that we, the Climate Literacy Network, put together a coordinated set of session proposals to the AGU meeting in the fall, 7 climate literacy sessions, and we got 7 accepted. So this is going to be an interesting process. We identify lead conveners on each of the sessions, and average is about 3 conveners per session, and we're going to have a conference call at some point of those conveners. I've put out a doodle poll, and just to coordinate invited speakers. And actually, once we do that, we might next week just ask for input as to who might, sending out the list of what those sessions are and ask for suggestions of invited speakers. We may or may not use them, but it would be good to get the extra input.
That's great. So, Tamara, this is Scott again. It sounds like we should also create a flyer for AGU also in terms of all these sessions.
Well, actually, even before we create the flyer for AGU, what's common is to advertise the sessions for contributed papers. So these, unlike the NAAE abstracts we sent in, which were for particular presentations, the AGU proposals were simply for sessions, of which we now invite speakers and solicit contributed abstracts.
Right.
So we want to advertise them as a group. I know the individual conveners will advertise their individual session, but to have them piggyback and say, well, here are the other climate literacy sessions, in case you have something that's relevant to those, so that we can get what we'd like to happen is to have a significant number of abstracts submitted to each. Otherwise, they might end up combining us with another session. Now, I will tell you, there's another climate change education session. It was good that we had climate literacy : because there's clearly 7 of those. And then there's one called climate change education, which the topic is clearly related to one of our sessions. So there's some good chance that they might combine that session with the relevant one of ours.
Okay.
But what we don't want to happen is for one of our sessions to get so few papers that it's combined together with one of our other sessions And that kind of would then dilute the breadth of the coverage in terms of topical areas. So it's best to get a lot of contributed papers.
Right.
At least enough to, and the usual ratio is well, I forget how many, but based on the number of papers that get submitted, you get assigned the number of oral sessions you have, and at least half have to be posters, if not more. It's more, if there's a lot of papers, it could be 2/3 or 3/4 would be posters. But it all depends on how many papers get submitted to a particular session. They don't ever say you can only be posters, but they will possibly give you just a half a session if you have very few papers. Of course, that impacts how many invited ones you can do also. Mm-hmm. So that will be the first order of business. And the abstract deadline, I didn't realize, is August 4th. It's a whole month earlier than usual. So we're going to have to get on the stick and quickly solicit those abstracts.
So, Tamara, it probably makes sense to schedule a session of this telecon to at least brainstorm around potential invitees. Or are you wanting to do that separate from this?
I'm going to do that with the conveners. We have a large group of conveners, many from the Climate Literacy Network, but we also tried to make it broad so that no one person is a convener on more than one session, and on any one session, an organization is only represented once. So that's to give the broadest,
yeah,
coverage in terms of input. And so what will happen is we'll have one, possibly two, but right now I can't really see why two, telecons with at least lead conveners to talk about invited speakers, so we're not competing for the same ones. And what I was thinking is that possibly next week, before we start talking about the NAAWE workshop, we just have to take a few minutes and have people suggest. I can send out the email ahead of time with the description of the 7 sessions, and have people potentially suggest so that that can be used by the list, the group of conveners.
Right.
To do that. And then the other thing to brainstorm is the avenue of advertising. And it could be that in addition to the conveners advertising, that members of the Climate Literacy Network could send it out to groups that they know to make it even broader reach.
Right.
So we'll have some conversations on the Climate Literacy Network call. We won't take up all of our time on that.
Right.
So are there other topics that people would like to bring up or other announcements?
This is Alan in Berkeley. Just an announcement and a reminder that we're having at this afternoon, John Pickle is doing a telecon presentation on Digital Earthwatch software, which is software that can be used to analyze images from digital cameras or satellite images of Earth or any kind of digital image.
Mm-hmm.
That's a 3.
Have you sent that out to the listserv?
I'll send the details right now.
And, okay, that'd be great.
I did send it actually last week, but I'll send it again as a reminder. And it's at 3:30 today Pacific Daylight Time. I'll send how to dial in, okay?
Okay, great.
Thanks.
Yeah, you sent it on the 10th, it looks like. Original.
Yeah, that sounds about right. I remember seeing it.
Yeah.
Any other announcements? I know that WGBH is having I forget what it's called. Idea, Green Idea meeting today. Lynn Cherry is there. Frank Niepold is there. I was supposed to go, but I got overwhelmed with other things I had to do.
What's your understanding of the nature of that, Tamara? What are they doing? Just
I think that there, this is, you know, I when I decided that I couldn't go, I kind of disengaged a bit, but I think that they're basically having presentations of various ways of communicating about climate issues. I think it's sort of, my impression was it was more like an idea brainstorming session for WDBH.
So it's actually input into their programming efforts then?
That's my guess, but to tell you the truth, I was not invited as a speaker. I was just invited to participate. So, and I just know that Frank Niepold is presenting there, I guess, about the climate portal, and he may be talking about Clean, too. And Lynn Terry is there talking about her movies.
Right.
So... I don't know if it's explicitly just for WGBH programming, since they're inviting all these outside people. It might have a broader reach than just that.
Okay.
But we might ask Linda Haar to, she's the one who called and invited me. We might ask her to give an overview of it, you know, of what they did. Not necessarily as a full presentation, but just as an announcement kind of thing, an overview of what they did.
Yeah, that would be very interesting.
Well, is there anything else? I know everybody is very busy. I do appreciate everybody calling in.
Not much happening here.
Okay. Well, we will have an active discussion next week about putting together the workshop on climate change education that we got approved for the NAAEE meeting. And I know Lynn Terry submitted that proposal, and there was a good number of us that were listed as participants. So hopefully everybody will be able to call in next week.
Yeah. I know that I can't be on it, but maybe you could... pop an email to Karen or something if you wanted any sort of NAAE experience.
Well, I think that we picked the date because of Karen.
Oh, okay, good, perfect.
Originally, she had picked today, but then she kind of said, "Well, it'll be close because I'm getting off an airplane and I don't know if it'll be on time." And we said, "Why don't we just make it the next week?" And she said that was fine. So I was planning that we picked a date so that she could participate.
Perfect, perfect. Yeah. I mean, there aren't all that many words of wisdom or anything, but just in case somebody had a question about how NAAE works.
Yeah. Okay. Well, very good. If there is nothing else, I guess we will have a very short call today.
Okay.
Get back to our work.
Have a great day.
All right. You too. Yep. Thanks a lot.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks. Bye. Bye.